This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. President Joe Biden has nominated Lieutenant General Tony Bauernfeind to lead the U.S. Air Force Academy. Bauernfeind is currently the head of the Air Force's Special Operations Arm. If approved by the Senate, he'll take over for Superintendent Richard Clark, who plans to retire next month. RTD will soon suspend light rail service into central downtown Denver so it can replace old tracks. CEO Deborah Johnson says trains will instead be rerouted to Union Station.
We understand that this is going to cause impacts, but this is what happens when you have a rail network that now is in a place where we have to do some caring and feeding.
RTD is also improving nearby bus routes to give commuters more options. Train service will be restored in September. When Phil DeStefano steps down as the chancellor of the University of Colorado Boulder next month, he won't go far. He'll return to teaching at the School of Education to continue one of his priorities.
We have a minor in leadership for about 500 students, and my goal is to double or triple that in the next couple of years. And I came here as a faculty member doing research and teaching and service, and I want to, you know, go back to that before I fully retire, because that's why I came to the university.
DeStefano is the longest-serving chancellor at CU Boulder. He says he's also proud that the university doubled its research funding in that time to about $700 million this year. And a rare corpse flower is set to fully bloom in Fort Collins. Conservationists estimate there are fewer than 1,000 corpse flowers in the wild. CSU calls its plant Cosmo. Corpse flowers partially bloom once annually, but this Saturday, CSU expects Cosmo to fully bloom and reveal a massive red flower bulb. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.